Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a good development. A judge in New York has refused to quash civil subpoenas and deposition demands on Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Don Trump Jr. They got document and deposition subpoenas in connection with the action, civil action for fraud filed by Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York. When the Attorney General files an action and she issues subpoenas for documents and depositions, you comply. These are subpoenas. They're the force of law. Well, Donald Trump doesn't do anything easily. He's trying to delay this because he'll appeal. But in any event, what he said is, and he sent in a lawyer who kept interrupting the judge, saying that Donald Trump was being persecuted. He's a protected class all by himself. They're only doing it because Letitia James is a Democrat and he's a Republican. And he went on and on. And finally, the judge interrupted and said, wait a minute. It would have, quote, been a blatant dereliction of duty not to investigate fraud, potential fraud in the Trump organization. Because, one, Michael Cohen, his lawyer, testified that the Trumps were, quote, cooking the books. And that's the lawyer. The CFO, the chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, has been criminally charged. You have your lawyer and your accountant. One spent time in prison and said you cooked the books. The other one is criminally charged. And Mazara, their accounting firm, fired the Trump Organization, said, I won't represent you anymore, and your financial statements since 2011 can't be relied on. Well, what's the Attorney General supposed to do? And that's what the judge said. The judge said it would be a blatant dereliction of duty not to investigate. And the judge ordered former President Trump, Ivanka Trump, and Don Trump Jr. to give a deposition within 21 days of yesterday. 21 days, 3 weeks from yesterday. There's no doubt that the Trumps will appeal. And one of the problems with the legal system, and you know, Shakespeare had this, that great statement, the slings of and arrows of outrageous fortune, the law's delay. Even back in the 15 and 1600s, the law's delay was something. Justice delayed is justice denied. In any event, in this case, Trump has appealed so much. So he swats away all these beanballs coming at his head, swats them to the Court of Appeals, swats them to the state Supreme Court, wherever they are, then the U.S. Supreme Court. It chews up time. You got to write briefs. Then you got to argue it. I'm tired of these appellate courts. You know, they have the power to say, you're not getting oral argument, so we're not going to accommodate your schedule. We've read your briefs. We disagree. We affirm. They can do that in 24 hours. They can do that in 48 hours. They can do that in 72 hours. Does not take 2 months to do all that. But if you take a look at the basis, now remember something. Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, has brought a civil case, not a criminal case. What that means is nobody can go to jail as a result of this, but you can pay massive fines for fraud. And they already did that, Trump did. He settled the case of Trump University. Remember Trump University? Said, I didn't do anything wrong, but here's $90 million. Okay. Well, you did do something wrong, committed fraud, and you made restitution. And even that was an inadequate remedy. Now, on the other hand, there's a criminal investigation in the Manhattan District Attorney's office. Manhattan District Attorney is different from the State Attorney General. The State Attorney General is up in Albany, New York. The Manhattan District Attorney is in Manhattan. It's a borough of New York City. And they're going after Trump. They're investigating Trump for fraudulent valuations. I mean, Trump, according to what's alleged, we've got to see what's proven at trial, but you know, you can't go in to a bank, say, I have this building, I want to get a line of credit based on it. This is the security, and it's worth $100 million. So they lend you a lot of money. Then when it comes time to file your property taxes, you say it's only worth $25 million. You can't do that. That is fraudulent. That is fraudulent. There have been cases, especially in SAB, small businesses, and people are underwater financially. They will pledge, for instance, their inventory to get a loan from the bank, say it's a car dealership. But then they may pledge the same inventory to somebody else for a loan or overstate the inventory. They get criminally charged. Why do they get criminally charged? What is the jurisdiction of the government? The jurisdiction of the government is the FDIC and the FSLIC. These are federally insured institutions. Roosevelt realized back in the Depression that if there's a run on the bank, you've heard the term, everybody lines up to get their money out. You know, you can see that places like Bulgaria and Slovenia occasionally. There's only a certain amount of money, you want yours out, and everybody's clamoring for it. The government just says, we'll insure it. We, the government, will insure it up to $250,000, for instance. Well, you have 25 grand in the bank, 50 grand in the bank, 2 grand in the bank. You sleep easy. You don't have to line up. You don't have to line up. The bank goes under, the government pays it. But the government has an interest then in not getting cheated and not having guys double pledge inventory, or not having guys like Trump, according to the allegations, overstate the value of a property, so that if he goes under and they try to foreclose, they don't get their money back. That's what's going on. So what's going to come of all this? I will say, and I'm going to put this right on the table right now, when Cyrus Vance was the DA in Manhattan, he ran a tight office. Cyrus Vance is the guy that set up this prosecution, these grand juries, Allen Weisselberg, and then ultimately zeroing in on Trump and his organization and family. But he didn't run for election, and the new DA has gotten involved in a lot of fights, a lot of controversy on criminal justice issues. And I hope he's paying attention to this. And frankly, I hope he's not doing it himself, because I don't think he has the background to do it. I hope he is assigning this to skilled forensic financial fraud lawyers. But that's a different story. That's the criminal story. This one is simply a tale of what would happen if it were you or I involved in this thing. Attorney General sends you a subpoena, you show up. You show up. Then Trump goes, this is very funny. He said, well, this is a civil investigation, but if I take the fifth, this is Trump. If I take the fifth, what, a former president taking the fifth? If I take the fifth, they can draw a negative inference in a civil case. The judge will tell the jury, okay, he took the fifth, therefore he did it. You can infer that he did it. And then if I don't take the fifth, then they'll go after me for perjury in the criminal case. And the judge said, duh, yeah, so what? Just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. This is a sad thing. I'm going to predict Trump takes the fifth. Trump himself. And he'll pretend to fight with his lawyers. He'll say, I don't want to. I don't want to. The lawyers will say, take the fifth. You'll have a guy who took the fifth. Very, very sad. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.